Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal. The world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Pat Rice.
And I'm Jason Ophir.
Hey, Jason. I missed you last week.
I know. I had to roll solo.
I know. I was in San Francisco for a family wedding. Had a great time. And I know you had a great guest, though, Archbishop File, one of our favorites.
Absolutely. It was a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always fun to kind of talk about the darker side of things.
Yeah. The paranormal, you know, covers so many different things, Jason. And as we've had the wonderful experience of talking to so many people over, what, a year and a half have we been doing this show?
Yeah.
And we get to talk to healers and paranormal folks and, you know, people that have, you know, had experience with aliens and things like that. And sometimes we even have comedy.
Yes. And I think we're getting to the point where we need to have another comedy here in the next few weeks.
We are working on that. Yes, yes. But anyway, great to be back here on Paranormal Horizons. A reminder to everyone, you can listen to this show anytime by downloading the archive episode from Blog Talk Radio. And you can listen to this show again at 10 p.m. Pacific time on Saturdays at KITCFM.com and KNCP.com. So check all of that out. Hey, Jason, we have a really interesting person on the show tonight. Her name is Cherie Davis.
Ah, yes.
And I had the pleasure of actually meeting her. She's in our neck of the woods, if you will. And I went a couple weekends ago. I went to a afternoon retreat. And it was Women of Intuitive Wisdom. Now, Cherie does a lot of other stuff too, though, which we're going to get into. She's a hypnotherapist and specializes in integrated medicine. So she's going to tell us all about that. But she also does work with psychic type stuff and stones. And I really want to talk to her about that because that's what we did at the retreat. And she did some amazing stuff with stones. And by that, I mean, we had the opportunity to handle crystals and soldamite and citrine mm-hmm. and all kinds of things. So that have healing properties.
I used to be really into that, too, crystals. That, like, was my thing.
Yeah, I know that you've had experience in that. And that now, do you believe that those rocks, if you will, have healing properties?
Well, as you know, over the years, I've become more and more skeptical. But when mm-hmm. I, when I was about 20, I was really into the rocks. I had quite an interesting rock collection. But I believe it's possible. There's many mm-hmm. facets of this world and universe we don't know. So why not?
Yeah. Well, what happened to your rock collection?
I gave it away.
Oh.
I got sucked into just the reality of what it is to be a, you know, a, mm-hmm. just a working kind of person. And just the whole metaphysical thing kind of just drifted away from me. So
mm-hmm.
I am what I am now.
But now, well, now you're back into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, coming back into it.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, the chat room is open this evening here on Blog Talk Radio Paranormal Horizons. And probably about halfway through the show, we will take a commercial break as we're, you know, having our conversation with Cherie. We will take a break, just a short commercial break. as we like to do, because we have lots of great commercials that we love to record commercials for our followers and our friends of Paranormal Horizons. And actually, you do it, Jason. I shouldn't say we, but yeah.
Well, we're going to be doing some more stuff where it's more we, us.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always working on that. And of course, you know, everybody, it seems like, that I know in the paranormal world, you know, has busy jobs and busy lives. And we're always kind of, you know, squeezing this into our daily lives. But anyway, I just wanted to mention a little bit more about Sheree Davis, Northwest Hypnosis and Integrated Medicine. She's been doing this for quite a while. And she really, really cares about improving people's health. And I'm actually going to have a session with her. It's coming up. But she does Reiki. If those of you out there know what Reiki therapy is, counseling and nutrition. And then, as I mentioned, we're going to talk to her more about some of these other, you know, metaphysical type healing traits. So why don't we go ahead and get Sheree on the line, Jason? Hi, Sheree.
Hi, Sheree.
Hey, Pat. Hi, Jason. Thank you for having me on your show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time, Sheree, to be with us. I know how busy you are. And like I mentioned earlier, we got to actually meet a couple of weeks ago. And so often, Jason and I don't get to meet our people in person.
Yeah.
So it was really neat to meet you and see you and you know, feel your energy. And so much to talk about with what you do. But what I wanted to touch on quickly, Sheree, is tell us about your background, because I don't think I got to talk to you about that too much when I met you, but you've got some Indian heritage in you. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm part Cherokee. On my dad's side, he's Cherokee and Basque, and my mom's side is Basque and Mayan and Pima. And then we have a little mixture of Choctaw and Muscogee Creek as well, of all these different indigenous cultures.
Mm-hmm. And you really do, you know, you really look, you know, your long hair and all of that, you really do have such that beautiful Indian, you know, appearance. I don't know how else to say it, but you just look so beautiful. And I just wanted to bring that into the conversation, because I felt like a lot of that Indian, and I don't know a lot about it, you know, you brought that so forward in that session, that retreat that I was able to go to, where we, you know, we were able to handle the stones and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of my work is, and with Women of Intuitive Wisdom especially, I started that foundation 2 years ago to teach on Native American traditions and alternative therapies and some metaphysical aspects as well, to pull that in. And because they all kind of blend in together and fit so well, because indigenous culture for so many years, you know, it's been a part of our life and still is today.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, Jason, have you had any experience with any Indian type healings or anything? That's something I don't know about you.
I have actually a certification in polarity therapy at one point, electromagnetic stress reduction, which used a pendulum and laying on of hands. But that was years ago, back when I was heavy into the metaphysical stuff. But I totally love the Native American stuff. I'm adopted. I'm supposedly supposed to have some Native American blood. I was born in New Mexico, and there's supposed to be some Navajo in me. But I totally relate to it. I really, out of all the cultures, I think I gravitate more towards Native Americans than any other.
Yeah. It's there's so many people that are, I think, connected to that. So, Sheree, when we let's just kind of take a step back, and I know that you do hypnotherapy. And then you tie in the integrated medicine. So if a patient was going to come to you, you know, what could they expect? Like, what can you help people with? Is it kind of all types of things, stress, weight loss, bad habits, things like that?
Right. A lot of my practice, I see people for a lot of different various you know, chronic illnesses, pain management, fibromyalgia, headaches, you know, migraines, stuff like that. And I see a lot of patients with anxiety and depression, PTSD, you know, and just a slew of things, you know. So it could be where it could be a simple stress reduction session all the way to, you know, somebody who's dealing with anxiety or even eating disorders. Hypnosis has been used for many, many years, and I learned the Meisner method, which was through Pacific University, which is a university out of Hawaii. And the method that they teach us are to help people with, you know, various chronic illnesses to, you know, mental health behavior training to basically reducing pain if it comes to that. And so I do see a lot of patients like that, and even children. And I counsel children who also have, you know, psychic or intuitive gifts, and they have anxiety because of it. And so I train them how to deal with those issues that they're dealing with, you know. And it's really not even an issue. It's just basically training them about their abilities and showing them that if they're feeling or sensing or seeing things, that they are not weird, you know, and how to understand what they're going through. And then I start putting them through a training program for this. And then when I'm doing the first initial appointment, you know, people come in, they'll fill out the form for me, and we'll sit down and talk about the things that they want treatment for, you know, and we may be treating a multitude of things, or it could just be one or two. And then as we go through the therapy, I'll do what's called a suggestibility test to see, is their mind in the right frame to either do NLP therapy or hypnosis? And so we can do either one, or talk therapy. And then I combine a little bit of the kinesiology testing and nutritional aspect to make sure that the nutritional part is balanced, you know, with their body, because there may be dietary things that we need to talk about, you know. They may be having allergic reactions and not even know it. And sometimes allergies can cause migraines and headaches, or inflammation mm-hmm. in the joint, or other
Absolutely.
Organs can be affected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
and
makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah.
And so I kind of combine a multitude of things in the session so that they get a full workup with it. Not only the behavioral health aspect of it, but you know, there's a combination of it that I do so that they're also getting nutritionally balanced, they're getting mentally balanced, you know, and they're, you know, also in the kinesiology testing, I do a little what's called polarity shifting or polarity testing, which I did a little bit of that at the meeting that you came to when I was working with the stones and the rocks.
Yeah, so Jason, you've had experience with that.
I've been formally trained in that.
So why don't we tell the audience a little more, Sheree, about what that is, how you do the testing? Because I know you were doing it at the retreat with the stones, but you can also mm-hmm. do it with food. Is that correct? To find out if that's something right for the person?
Yes, that's correct. I use even supplements, you know, I'll test them on the supplements as well, and food items that they could be having a reaction to. What you're doing is you're testing the muscle movement and the kinesiology or kinesthetic of the body, which is basically the energy aspect of your body, which reacts to a question or an emotion or, you know, certain things that can be triggered. And so when you're asking the body the yes and no questions and you're testing it through, like what I was doing, having the person hold their arm out and
right.
touching pressure points on their body. And as I'm touching those pressure points, I'm also testing for, you know, glands. Are the glands working correctly, you know, or the hormones or the organ functions, you know. And so the body will respond through the movement as you're testing it. And
wow.
so when you're shifting the polarity, it's a little bit different, but almost around the same concepts. And so you're not only working with the aura and the chakra system, but you're clearing the energy and keeping it balanced, because energy is just as important in your body as the physical aspect of your body.
Right.
Because everybody has an energy that protrudes off the body, which is also like your sensory system, which is your aura. And so if you ever notice that if somebody kind of gets in your energy field a little too close, you know, it makes you feel weird or uncomfortable, you know, or people don't like it when people are in their space. And so they're
right.
also in that energy space, you know, which
right.
can also affect the energy as well. And so there's many aspects of balancing that polarity. And I'll find blockages, whether it's in an organ system or a gland, you know, maybe there's sleeping problems. So the hypothalamus could be off in the brain. And so then we treat it with supplements to help with those sleeping patterns and the hormones, because that gland can also affect the thyroid and the adrenal.
Wow.
And so then you have to see, you know.
Yeah, so if a patient comes to you and says, "Wow, Cherie, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just, you know, I feel terrible. I can't eat. I, you know, whatever it is," but they don't have any, you know, maybe specific reason, but they're just telling you that they feel terrible. How do you approach that with them?
Well, if they can't really pinpoint it down and give me exact, say, triggers or things, you know, symptoms that they can really pinpoint to tell me what's exactly wrong, then I will do the muscle testing to verify, okay, is it a gland in the brain that's not functioning correctly? You know, is there something hormonally off? And that's where the kinesiology comes into place, where I can muscle test and see, is it a thyroid issue? Is it an adrenal problem? Do they have liver problems, you know, digesting food or blood sugar issues? You know, cause that can all play a huge part on how you're feeling. You know, because if the liver isn't digesting, breaking down those minerals and proteins and converting healthy glucose levels for the pancreas to use, then the pancreas can't send out the right amount of hormones and insulin to the adrenals to feed the adrenals and the brain so that you're feeling better. You know, so it's all about balancing not only hormones in the body, but nutritional things in the body and getting the organs and functions working together better.
Let me ask you about anxiety. For the people that know me, I'm a very anxious individual. I suffer the occasional panic attack, but I have a generalized anxiety. And I was wondering what could be done about that, if anything. Now, I know that there's cognitive behavioral therapy and drugs, but I don't want to take any kind of mind-altering SSRIs or anything like that. Is there a good, solid treatment that you do for people that have chronic anxiety?
Yeah, I actually do NLP therapy with them, and I treat them with supplements. So basically what you find with anxiety, the adrenal glands are going into kind of a hyper mode. And so you have to control the adrenal functions along with some of the hormonal brain functions. You know, so if you're not sleeping well, too, I'll find that pattern being the aspect with anxiety people is, they may feel like they're sleeping through the night, but they're actually not, and they're tossing and turning. And it means that the somatropin or the melatonin of the brain from the pituitary gland isn't secreting enough hormones. And then that's very important because those hormones also balance all the other hormones in the body, you know, like human growth hormone and so on, and your testosterone and all that. So, but it affects the adrenals. So what we have to do really is check the adrenals, see if those are the issues, or is there something else going on glandularly with the glands in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do NLP therapy with the people too, because then with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, you're working more in an awake state, not so much a relaxed, more meditative state where hypnosis would be that. And with NLP, you're actually having them recognize things, and I do what's called reframing, which is to kind of look at the aspect of the situation that the person's going through and then take another picture over here, you know, on a different side, and have an image what they actually want. How does it feel to not have anxiety? And then when they recognize the emotion, then you put them through the training to help control it a little bit better. And sometimes hypnosis can work really well for that as well. It just depends on the extremity of the anxiety and if they have panic disorders with it and so on. And but I treat it more herbally as well. So vitamin B's are very important. I'll find that so many people are deficient in vitamin B12, B5, 6, and 3. And B5, 6, and 3 are what the adrenals use to help support the adrenals. B12 supports the thyroid. And so there's so many aspects in that, you know, and I have a supplement that has a multitude of B's in it and other things that help control the hormones in the body.
Where does,
so then you'll find that. Go ahead.
Where does vitamin D fit into everything? Because I don't have any, according to, or I had very, very
I think
little.
You need to go see Cherie, Jason.
Well, maybe my problems are vitamin D related. I got, like, neurological problems. I got all sorts of issues.
Yeah, so because vitamin D is very efficient to our bodies. Now, we don't get enough sun and stuff, you know, here in the Northwest. We get a lot of rain in the winter. So then you see a lot of people with depression, seasonal depression. And so I'll treat them with a D3 with K2. It's a liquid sublingual form so that their energy comes back up with a B complex, you know, and with the combination of the two and a magnesium citrate, because magnesium is very important for the absorption of the minerals. And then K2 helps with D3 absorption. So, you know, it's all about balancing those minerals. And if you're severely deficient in them, it can cause things like anxiety or depression, you know, and all those aspects. So, you know, what you see with, you know, integrated medicine, we're treating more of the deficiency and, you know, helping the organs function better and not so much drugging you up and masking the issue.
I don't have seasonal depression, but I'm depressed all the time. I'm a mess. I'm an absolute mess. How I survive every day, I don't know.
Well, you're not that much of a mess, Jason, but I do think a session with Cherie would be very helpful for you.
I think so, too. Absolutely.
But also, and I wanted to jump to Cherie, you know, with the we were just kind of talking about there could be so many things that a person is deficient in, which you could help them. And I think we overlook that in our lives. You know, we're busy, you know, we're running around, we're stressed, whatever. But I am a firm believer in nutritional supplements. And also then I know you also then give folks the nutritional counseling and you can help them determine, like you said earlier, maybe there's a food allergy or just a food they should absolutely not be eating. And I think that's really key in all of this, too. I mean, what's your comment on that?
Well, it's very true. I find a lot of people get, say, migraines that's caused by food issues or neck problems. You know, sometimes they have a pinched nerve in the neck or a joint is out or something, and I'll recommend them to a chiropractor or the sport therapist that I work with. And help to adjust that stuff because food allergies can cause severe inflammation not only in the joints but the connective tissue and the organs and cause migraines and feel sick all the time, you know. So what I constantly find anymore these days is so many people cannot tolerate or ingest things like dairy and wheat and taking protein, you know, from the wheat, which is gluten. Because, you know, the way it's processed or overprocessed and so many times our body can't handle it because there's so many deficiencies in the digestive enzymes or the liver enzymes, not being able to break it down enough or fast enough. And get rid of the toxins from the foods also, you know, like for example, I had a patient that came in a couple of weeks ago and as I'm working on him doing Reiki therapy, because I'm a medical intuitive, I started tasting Mountain Dew. And I was like, how much Mountain Dew do you drink a day? Well, it was damaging his liver.
Wow.
And he just looked at me like, really? How did you know that I just drank a bunch of Mountain Dew before I came here? You know, and I had my hand over his liver, and I started smelling it and tasting it because as I touch someone, then I start feeling it, you know, because of being an empath. And so I'll taste it. But then it also shows me what is wrong with the body, you know, what kind of foods or beverages are they taking in that's causing the damage.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was Mountain Dew. And I swear he probably drank like a six pack of Mountain Dew a day, you know. And
no,
I told him,
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, exactly. You know, terrible for your body, you know.
There was a story recently, I saw it a couple of days ago. Somebody had gone to the doctor with like renal failure, like kidneys shutting down. And what they narrowed it down to was he was drinking copious amounts of tea, like a common tea, like black tea. I can't remember if it was black tea or green tea, but he would drink liters of this a day, and that's what shut his system down. So I guess if you take anything in excess, it's really going to do a lot of harm.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, exactly. And it can, you know, like anything. Like I've had people bring their supplements in that they're taking that they've picked up from wherever, you know, and I'll find that they aren't either taking enough of it or they're taking too much of it. And I'll, you know, test it on them and make sure that they're taking the right amount and if their body's even utilizing it or absorbing it. And a good portion of the time I'll find stuff that people have bought that they don't even know what they purchased or even really what it's for. And they're just wasting their money on it because it's not really doing what it needs to do, you know. And so,
yeah. This is so fascinating, Cherie. I just wanted to remind everyone you're listening to Paranormal Horizons. Our very special guest this evening, Cherie Davis. She works with integrated medicine, hypnotherapy, nutrition, all kinds of wonderful stuff. And we are going to take a quick break and then get back into talking to Cherie. And Cherie, when we come back from our short commercial break, I'd like to talk a little bit about Reiki just for the audience that might not really know what Reiki is.
I don't know what it is. I always hear it, but I don't know what it is.
And so maybe we could touch on that a little bit. So are we ready for a commercial, Jason?
Yeah, let's take a quick one.
All right, we'll just take a quick break. Stay on the line, Cherie.
I will.
Hi, this is Bill Bean, the spiritual warrior, deliverance minister, exorcist, star of House of the Dead, author of Dark Force. For more info and updates, please visit www.billjbean.com. And if anyone out there is in need of spiritual assistance, I'll stand for you.
All right, and we are back here on Paranormal Horizons with myself, Pat Rice.
Jason Ophir.
My very famous co-host, Jason Ophir. And again, our very wonderful guest, Cherie Davis, and thanking her again for taking time out of her busy day to be with us. And I did want to mention the chat room is open. If anybody has any questions for Cherie, we're only taking questions this evening in the chat room. We are not planning to take any live calls this evening.
Sounds good.
All right. So if you have a question, just throw it out there. But Cherie, so what the heck is Reiki?
Reiki therapy has been around for many centuries. It's a Japanese therapy. And what it is an energy therapy, which helps to balance the chakras in the system and the pressure points. So you're working with over 300 pressure points in the body, which has a stimulus of energy, which vortexes around it, called the chakra. And so each chakra system actually affects either the emotional aspect of your body or a physical organ or function of the body. And so with Reiki therapy, you're balancing the energy of the body. You're clearing stress, you're physically energizing, basically, the body. And so when you're doing this, you're stimulating these chakra systems, you're releasing, say, cords or energies that are blocked in the body. And what people don't realize with Reiki therapy, they often don't hear it or don't really recognize it. It's been around for over 100 years, thousands of years in the Japanese and Asian cultures. And there's different forms of it, too. You'll hear different names of types of energy therapy, like pranic healing or Reiki therapy or hands-on healing.
Right. And there's all these different names.
Yeah, and so like in Native culture, we consider it energy healing or energy medicine is what we call it. And now I trained under a couple different schools to learn it and master it and really get down the technique. And being a medical intuitive, I can use it as being able to pick up and sense things with the person's body that might be wrong and actually be able to feel their physical pain or if the organ is inflamed or something else is wrong. You know, if they have a headache, I'll feel it when I'm touching them. And so Reiki therapy helps to release those blockages and release pain and the energy block in the body.
Wow. Yeah. You know, Cherie, we do have a question in the chat room, it looks like.
Yes. So the
let's go ahead and address that.
Yeah, the question is hypnotherapy and chronic pain. Now, we know a lot of people out there that suffer from various neurological, neuromuscular conditions that are in chronic, horrifying pain. And is hypnotherapy a good way to minimize that? Is it of any help at all?
Very much so, because you're working with the, you know, psychology of the brain, you know, the neurotransmission cells that send out, you know, signals to your body. So if you're having a high pain level, a lot of the times the cortex, which is the pain hormone, is really high. So what you do with hypnosis is you get them in a relaxed state to where mentally they're focused on what you're guiding them to do, which is to release the stress, bring that down so that the pain level isn't as high, reduce inflammation, physical blockages in the body, and help them not only mentally control the pain, but to reduce the pain. You know, and sometimes it can be, you know, the training that you do with hypnosis helps them to work on that every day so they can do it at home as well through different exercises that we train you to do. And so basically it's like a very relaxed meditative state, and the hypnotherapist is guiding you to through affirmations. Like I would say, okay, take a deep breath. I want you to relax and breathe out the pain or the stress. And so as you go down the beginning of the hypnosis session, you're getting them to relax and release the stress that they're holding in their body. In addition, you're bringing down that stress hormone so that the body's neurological reaction isn't on fire and creating a higher pain level. So by the end of the session, usually the person's pain is almost gone or it's completely gone. Because it can control what's going on in the neurological center of the body. So, you know, your nerves, you know, the physical functions, if there's pain in the low back, the neck, you know, there's so many different things. The brain is so powerful that you can pretty much do anything to reduce that pain by just the power of the brain, you know, telling your body to let it go and to reduce it. And sometimes there's other triggers behind it too. You know, there could be issues also related to the pain where there's trauma. So say if they got in a car accident and they had severe trauma to the body, then we've got to work on the trauma, releasing that trauma and that experience so that the body's memory can let it go, because the cells have memory. And so if your body is holding on to that trauma somewhere, whether it's in the low back, neck, or legs, the memory of those cells remember that trauma. So we're working on various amounts of things, whether it's trauma or working on general pain.
I'm going to have to try some of this because my nervous system is a mess as well. I got issues. I don't even know if I've told Pat the extent of my issues,
uh-oh,
but I got like chronic denervation over my entire body.
Yeah.
Actually surprised I'm still walking.
I know. That's why I keep saying you got to have a session with Cherie. But what you're saying, Cherie, really makes sense to me. And I think, though, that a lot of people, they're living with their pain, going back to the pain question, you know, and they're miserable and whatever, and they think there's no hope and, you know, maybe taking maybe prescription painkillers or lots of aspirins or whatever, but there is a lot of other answers out there and help, you know, especially with someone like, you know, Cherie Davis, who is now. And Cherie, I wanted to jump back to something that we really haven't covered. You are a medical intuitive, and I think I have an idea of what that means, but let's tell the audience what that means for you. What is a medical intuitive?
It's basically somebody who has a high sensory system, so somebody that's very sensitive to energy or emotions of others. And so medical intuitives or intuitives in general, you know, can pick up or sense things. So a medical intuitive is more of like an empath. So you're more empathic and you feel things. So whether it's an emotion of someone else, it's also a telepathic thing as well. And so like with Reiki, with therapy, when I'm working on someone, I will get like little images or shocks or energy that will come through that person's body that will show me what's going on with them. And, mm-hmm. like, I'll feel their pain, and I'll feel the level of their pain as well. So a medical intuitive allows you to be able to tell, is the physical joint having inflammation and pain, and why is it there? You know, is there an organ problem? And if there is an organ problem, is it inflammation, or is it caused by something they're eating? And so you're able to be able to sense it and pick it up. It's just like anybody has what's called gut instinct or gut feelings, you know, so you feel something. And it's like animal instinct. Yeah, and so you're basically, a medical intuitive just has a higher sensory system. So you're more sensitive to things. And whether you're touching it, feeling it, or you're just around something. And so it's a more awareness, I guess, an awake state, instead of someone who just closes it off and doesn't listen or pay attention.
Absolutely. And I, now when you've done your, you know, all this wonderful work that you've been doing with the, you know, intuitiveness and the empath and all of that, have you ever encountered anything that was, and I'm going to call it paranormal, Jason, like, have you ever encountered somebody, what you said, wow, you know, you've got something really negative around you, or maybe it's a spirit or an entity? Has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah, it happens quite often at the clinic. You know, I'll have somebody who comes in and they may have had a loved one just pass, and that energy or spirit to that loved one can come with them to the therapy session. You know, and you'd be surprised, a lot of the times when the spirit is with them, you know, if it's a loved one who's crossed over and passed, you know, the person comes to me for grievance therapy, or they're coming because, you know, they have such high stress or something else that has triggered their stress or anxiety from the passing of that loved one. And the loved one will actually come with them to give them a message. And maybe an intuitive, you know, it can be a combination of just regular standard counseling and therapy in addition to a spiritual reading to let them, you know, hear the message of that spirit, so that if they're blocking it or don't really know it's there. And a lot of the times they'll tell me, oh, well, I feel my loved one who just passed, but I wish I could communicate with them. And that's why I'm of them. Some of these patients will be referred to me by other doctors who know that, you know, I have this gift and I can communicate with that loved one who's crossed over.
Sometimes, go ahead.
You know, it's just all different. You know, I do get that quite a bit in the office, and then the other therapists that work in my office, I'll see things, you know, kind of connected to their patients and tell them, hey, you know, what's going on with this patient? And actually a mutual patient of mine and the guy who does sport therapy and massage in my office had a patient that we both saw, and she actually had an energy that was not good that was connected to her foot. And so for 2 years, she complained about pain in her foot.
Wow.
But I didn't see this thing until, or it was about a year, because I hadn't seen her for a year. And then she came back in the office and went to Jim for a massage. And she kept complaining of her foot. Well, when Jim was working on my neck, I started getting visions of this patient, and I saw what the thing was that was attached to her foot. So I told him, oh, tell her this is what it is, and she needs to do a ceremony on releasing this demonic energy that was connected to her foot that I was seeing that came from her family.
Wow.
And so, you know, so it's all different. And we did a ceremony for her, and we cut the cord to it and released it and brought in protection.
Right, and you and I talked about cords as well when I initially met you, but I wanted to, you know, mention that what you were talking about, you know, if someone has passed over, someone has died, there's so much, you know, grief and sadness around that, that I think, you know, people, the worst thing is, you know, maybe they don't understand, you know, what's happened to the other person, or they want to know that that loved one is in a safe place. So I think that's just such a blessed opportunity if anyone out there is having, you know, that type of question, that they could talk to you about that. Now, do you do things over the phone, Cherie? Because we have a lot of listeners that are not in this area. Do you do any type of consultations over the phone?
Yeah, I actually have patients in California and Chicago area that call me, and I will do what's called a bridge reading for them, and I'll do tarot reading too over the phone for them. And I'll read what's going on, not only energetically, but also help them to clear some things, whether it's grievance therapy, whether it's just a general reading, you know. And it's all different. Everybody's different. They have a different need, you know. Or just telling them, giving some direction for their purpose. Maybe they're a little lost and don't really know what to do. And so some of those readings can give them some insight about kind of a new direction of their life. You know, what direction should they take? They always kind of know, but they always kind of get stuck and need the direction and confirmation.
Mm-hmm. I think we're all stuck in one way or another. We live in a complicated world, you know, let's face it. But yeah, just wanted to remind everyone again out there, you're listening to Paranormal Horizons. We have few more minutes, top of the hour, 8 o'clock Pacific time, talking to Cherie Davis. If you have any questions, shoot those out in the chat room, and we'll get that out to her. Now, Cherie, I want you to throw out your contact information now, and then we'll throw it out again at the end of the show. So how can people get in touch with you?
I have two websites, Northwest, which is abbreviated, nwhypnosis.net, and womenofintuitivewisdom.com, or they can call me at 360-991-2619.
Okay, great. And we'll throw that out there again. We'll also put this on our Facebook page, too, everybody out there. So if you didn't get this information and you want to get in touch with Cherie, we'll put that on our Facebook page here on Paranormal Horizons. So, wow, Cherie, you do so much. I mean, I would just think that anybody that needed really almost any kind of help, that had any kind of issue, maybe other than a broken bone or something, but you know, you really have many wonderful healing talents, you know, with the Reiki and the nutrition. And I hearing you talk makes me just really feel like that all makes so much sense, Jason. Like, you know, if our nutrition isn't right, you know, we're going to be weak and, you know, things happen. And then, you know, talking about, you know, energy or spirits, whatever, attaching to us. We've talked to a lot of people here on the show, and they talk about that, yeah, there was something, you know, in the room that affected me, and I left, you know, feeling really weird and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
I totally believe in the energies. I've been in some places that you really, you can feel it. It's like walking into a fog. And I get the whole diet thing. Here I complain about not feeling well, but I eat junk food, so that's probably why.
Yes.
Maybe I should try being vegan for a while.
Well, I think that we can all work on our eating habits, that's for sure. And I'm guilty of that, too. So definitely so much value in eating well. But, Cherie, I wanted to talk a little bit more kind of about the spirits and the entities that, you know, may, you know, stick around or attract or be attracted to us or whatever. I mean, what's that all about? Do spirits, are they drawn to negativity, or what's your take on all of that?
Some of them are, you know, it's like I do paranormal investigations quite often with patients' homes, or I'll get a referral and find stuff as well. And or people find me on the website, and what I find a lot of the time, you know, the house can have, you know, I call it sick homes or traumatic homes, because of either somebody has died in the home or there's been other types of paranormal experience on the ground. You know, sometimes there's burial grounds. And there's other aspects where I've come across properties that I'm investigating and have found Native American burial grounds. And the developer who dug up the ground never disclosed that he found these artifacts or bones in the ground, but still built these million-dollar homes on them, you know. And so there's a lot of paranormal activity, and all the houses had it. And so the one house I was going out to investigate, I did a full investigation on it, and a blessing, a tribal blessing, which takes 2 to 3 days to bring kind of a peace. You do what's called a peace treaty to help bring peace to the spirits and to help bring peace and balance to the property and even the homeowners or the people who live on the property. And so sometimes the spirit can attach to them. And if it's really negative energy, it can affect the entire family living in the home. You know, it can cause depression, it can cause arguing and negativity, and it just depends. I mean, sure, you have real dark energy, which sometimes that dark energy can look evil or real demonic looking, but a lot of times you have to decipher, is it really that, or is it just that the person who lived in the home there once before died of an illness and they were negative? Because their spirit still stays in that state sometimes after it's passed, if they were a real negative person in body, you know, here living. And so I'll find a lot of the times that if a spirit is really negative, as I'm reading it, I'll find that as I research that, I'll find that the person when they were living was a negative person. So the energy can stay that way. Where other times, like I did a ceremony at a woman's house yesterday, and I blessed her house after we were done, and I saged it beforehand too, and was talking to her about the home because it was very old in North Portland. And she actually didn't even know until after she bought the home, because the realtor didn't disclose it to her. But she bought a home where a woman was murdered.
Oh, boy. That'd be
and
crazy.
So, you know, so it's just like, wow, really? You're supposed to disclose that when you sell a home. But she kept picking up this energy, and so was her animals. And so as I was blessing the home, I could tell her where the body was laying, and the woman had a dog, and it was the boyfriend. The boyfriend was into drugs and all that stuff, and he killed the dog and the woman in the house.
So
that energy can create a really, really negative vibe, you know, in the home, and create arguing and all sorts of stuff, because it attaches, it'll affect the family that lives there.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, oftentimes I'll even work with real estate agents where they have a home where it's just sitting there on the market for so long and they can't sell the home. And I'll go and investigate it and find paranormal activity. Once we clear it and do the blessing of the home and clear the energy, within weeks they'll sell the home after it's been sitting there on the market 2 years or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And so, because the energy will block it from happening.
Yeah, and you know, Sheree, you've really validated some of the other, we've talked to a couple of wonderful guests, Bill Bean and Edwin Becker, and they've actually written books about their experience of living in a home where there was, you know, this negative, you know, spirits or whatever, and it caused all this unrest within their family. And they didn't, it took them a long time to figure it out. And then in Bill Bean's case, the entity even followed him, you know, after he left the home. So
that's never a good thing.
I
was wondering, we see a lot, or we hear a lot of people that say that, you know, they see a lot of dark shadows. Is a dark shadow indicative of a negative spirit? I mean, are negative spirits, do they always come across as being dark in color? Or is that just kind of a people just associate dark with evil kind of thing?
Yeah, they pretty much do. I mean, because even though it looks dark doesn't mean that it's negative or evil. It could just be that the energy imprint to that spirit looks dark. You know, I have found that, yeah, a lot of them that look dark are very negative, but not all of them. It's very interesting, as I've seen that through the many years of doing paranormal investigations, that the energy imprint, a good portion of it is a very negative energy for the majority of the time. But I don't always find that to be the case. It depends on, you know, sometimes they'll see a spirit that maybe that person was of a darker skin culture. Maybe they were Native, maybe they were African, so their physical energy looks darker.
I never thought of that either. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that can be part of it as well, you know, and I'll find that being the case in some of these cases. But yeah, I've seen very dark. I did a paranormal investigation in Vancouver where a gal actually had a very dark, dark spirit that was very negative and very evil. And it was more of a demonic type spirit. And it was attached to a picture that she had on the wall of her mother and herself. And her mother was murdered in Oregon. And both of the parents were, and the girl that did it was, or the guy and girl that did it was the nephew of the parents and then his girlfriend. But the girlfriend was into some demonic kind of weird witchcraft stuff, you know, and very dark and evil. So she actually put this curse on this woman, and that picture was there at her funeral. Well, there really was a pair of physical demonic energy that was connected to that picture of the mother that was at the mother's funeral. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. So now she has it hanging on her wall. So when I went in to bless the house and remove the darkness from the home, we did a tribal blessing to remove it. And a lot of times I'll bring my drum and sage and different blessings that help to remove these dark, evil energies from the space and send them, you know, to a different dimension. And in this case, which was very unusual, I'd never had happen in all the years that I've been investigating. Now, in Native culture, crows and ravens are animals of spirit that help you remove darkness, help you remove negativity. And when I worked on this woman's home, there was thousands of crows flying in a figure eight in front of her house as I was removing this dark spirit from her house.
Oh,
if I
my
wasn't
gosh.
With my cousin who was with me, who sometimes she works with me, my cousin Connie, who you also met, Pat.
Yes, I did. And I love her.
We go. Yeah, and so she was turned off all the lights and couldn't believe that there was all these crows out front. And I was like, well, I did ask the crows to be present to remove darkness and evil from the house, so it doesn't surprise me, you know. But there were thousands of them, and they were kind
That's
of
amazing.
Flying in the
street. Sounds like a horror movie.
Infinity sign. And so, but when I moved it out of the house, you could see the crows take it up and fly over the houses, and they disappeared.
Hmm.
And they just came quiet. There was no more noise because they got really
wow.
loud. And they were. And so sometimes you'll see that in an aspect of, you know, when you're blessing and clearing things in a Native culture, we call to our spirit animals to help us remove these things from the house.
Right, right. So... Wow, Cherie, you really, gosh, you can do so much for everyone. You have so much knowledge. It's just been such a pleasure to talk with you this evening about everything that you've done. And it just, you've probably been working at this all of your life. I mean, did you know at a young age that you had like empath abilities, or how did that come about for you?
Yeah, I did, you know, even as a young kid, but I always kind of feared it a little bit until I actually, at the age of 26, I had died on a surgery table and came back and had this really, you know, amazing experience of crossing over and coming back and seeing what it was like on the other side. And when that happened, it actually enhanced my intuitive gift And I was able to start really seeing things a little bit differently, hearing things, you know, and reading energies. You know, sometimes people will just think something and I'll pick it up and hear it, mm-hmm. like as if they said it. And so sometimes I have to be a little careful with that when I'm in crowds, you know, and not turn around and say, oh, you know, and respond to what they just saw, you know. And now, because when I had that near-death experience, it really enhanced that intuitive gift even more. And at the beginning, I kind of feared it a little bit and closed myself off quite a bit and tried to shut it down. But every time I did, it just became more pronounced, you know, and even heavier. So finally, I just started training myself and finding others who understood. And at that time, I was living in Illinois, and I didn't really know anybody there. So when I came back to Oregon and Washington and finding that, oh, yeah, there's people like me that exist, because, you know, even though I had grandparents that were all intuitive from both sides of my family, they didn't really talk about it.
Yeah.
And they didn't share it until they were, you know, basically on their deathbed or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
that's
they share it with me.
Yeah, you know, there's another wonderful person that we've talked to a couple of times here on Paranormal Horizons. Her name is Shirley Scott, and she's her main focus is animal communication, and she had the same type of experience where she died. And she, you know, went up and then, you know, was able to look at her, you know, she was looking down on her body and then, you know, came back, and she came back with this gift. She didn't have it before as strong. Mm. So it's really interesting because, you know, when we talk to people and we hear about that, but we are quickly running out of time, Cherie. I just want to put out your information again. If you'd like to get in touch with Cherie, northwesthypnosis.net and also womenofintuitivewisdom.com. Her phone number is 360-991-2619. And you can always contact myself and Jason on our Facebook page if you didn't get that contact information. So, gosh, Cherie, we really thank you for being on the show. I do actually have a session scheduled with her, Jason, and I know you're jealous.
I am jealous.
So I'm going
to need major help.
Yeah.
I'm a mess.
I know. Well, I'll make you an appointment.
Can we have a dual session?
No.
Oh,
no,
it's got to be.
I want you to know my secrets.
But I want to know your secrets.
my dark secrets, I guess. But I'm really looking forward to seeing you next week, Cherie. And I know my sister-in-law, Sherry, who came with me to the retreat, she's been texting me the whole time we're talking, going, I've got to set up a session with Cherie, because she's been listening. So you are just an amazing healer. And gosh, I just think, any parting words for the audience, Cherie, before we sign off?
I just, you know, I appreciate you guys having me on the show tonight and you know, allowing the listeners to see, you know, how real this is, that not only is integrative medicine a big aspect of it, but a lot of people like myself who are empaths or intuitives who are also counselors, you know, you'd be surprised at you know, what's out there. But, you know, the different integrative therapies are so beneficial to the aspects of our body, you know, just like back in the day when we treated our bodies with herbs and natural medicines before Western medicine came about, you know. So it's very important to treat it nutritionally, whether it's through diet or supplementation, you know, but both of them kind of go hand in hand. So, you know, if people are interested in scheduling appointments, they can contact me on the website or give me a call as well on the phone number that you gave them.
All right, that sounds wonderful. Cherie Davis, thank you so much for being on Paranormal Horizons.
Yeah, thank you, Cherie. It's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Gosh, she was just fascinating, Jason.
Well, it's got me thinking about diet and minerals
so
and crystals. And
I'm so bad at it lately, you know, we've got to take care of ourselves, you know, whether it's mentally, spiritually, physically, nutrition, you know, things, just all these, you know, outward things and energy that are connecting to us. I'm just a firm believer, you know, that affects us, especially if you're a sensitive person. And I think we both are.
Well, yeah, but it's so hard to eat right when you're hungry and you have a McDonald's on every corner.
I know. You have to work at it.
Yeah.
Well, you could get a salad at McDonald's.
Who's going to go to get a salad at McDonald's?
I know.
That should be illegal.
You know why? Because you can't eat a salad in your car while you're driving. But you could eat a hamburger, right?
Yeah. And I don't even know if the salads are even that much better for you. I mean, they're probably all synthetic, what is GMO lettuce or something.
Oh, geez.
I don't even know what that is. Genetically modified something or other.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
In fact, I don't even think we ever get stuff that's not genetically modified.
Well, I'm going to grow a garden, and I'm going to have organic vegetables. So, but listen, I want to let everybody know out there that we are working on some really neat guests for the rest of the month. We've got a gentleman that's going to come and talk with us about Bigfoot.
No, it's been a while since we've talked about Bigfoot. Wait, hold on. Sound effect.
Oh, got to have it.
Why is it not working?
It's coming.
Bigfoot.
And he's going to tell us if Bigfoot sounds like that. But this is a gentleman that lives in Oregon, and you know, which is where we're broadcasting from. So he's got some information about Bigfoots, if you will, in the area. And then we're also working on a very talented tarot card reader / astrologer.
Cool.
That would like to be on the show. And we've just got to figure out the dates. And if you'd like to be on the show, you know, contact us on Facebook. We've got our website as well, horizonsradio.com, work in progress.
We're working on an action plan for the website to get it to be a little bit more useful.
We are. And then for those of you that are local, I did want to mention that the 4th annual Oregon Ghost Conference is coming up this weekend in Oregon City. And this is really a cool event. I've gone 2 years in a row.
I think we both have, Jason. I think so, yeah.
And it's really grown, but it's still kind of what I call a down-home event. I mean, it's not like so crowded, it's crazy or anything like that. Check out their website, which is OregonGhostConference.com. It starts on Friday evening and goes through Saturday and Sunday, and they have a wonderful mix of vendors, speakers, and short classes.
Mm-hmm.
And the event is free. To take a class is a very reasonable price. And I did want to do a shout out. Our friend Seth Michaels is teaching a class. He's a wonderful empath and psychic. And he's teaching a class on Sunday. He calls it Psychic 101. So if you're interested in being psychic or you think you might be psychic, this is really going to be, you know, a great time to talk to someone who's been doing this for a long time. So I encourage you, if you're local, to check this event out this weekend. Again, OregonGhostConference.com.
I might want to learn how to be psychic.
Yeah, I think you should.
Reach
out to Seth, yeah. So we got that. So that's coming up here local. And then again, thank you, KNCP and KITC, for picking up our show on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Best way to listen to those, of course, on the internet, KNCPFM.com and KITCFM.com. All right. Anything else, Jason?
No, I'm just looking forward to a paranormal comedy. We'll get that figured out and get it scheduled. I think we need to let loose a little bit with that.
Oh, yeah. We love our comedy. And we thank everyone for being in the chat room this evening.
Quite a few people.
And chatting with each other. And again, a big thank you to Cherie Davis, who's just an amazing healer. And, you know, check out her website, northwesthypnosis.com. And .net, and womenofintuitivewisdom.com.
Awesome. So I think we'll close out the evening. It's a great show, and we'll see everybody next Tuesday, 7 p.m. West Coast time.
All right, everybody. Have a good week.
Night, everyone.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and 107.3 KNCP FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join Jason Ophir and Pat Rice next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time,
as we explore the world of the paranormal, and always be sure to visit us on Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.